it's Jackson. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We sure do appreciate it. And as a special treat, I'm going to introduce you to one of my very favorite people in the whole world, Camilla from our sales team. Hey, girl. This is our second cut of this commercial. And what did you just say?
I said not everything's a winner the first time. That's why my parents had four kids.
So your older siblings getting thrown under the bus.
I mean, I plead the fifth.
Okay, cool. So Camilla and I really hardcore bonded over my favorite murder.
Murders.
We bonded
murders
over...
Murders and serial killers.
Yeah, it's bad. We bonded over like the number one most horrifying thing in the whole world.
It's so interesting though.
It is super interesting. Like anyone who says they're not into true crime is
they're
a liar.
Lying.
I'm talking to you listening right now. You're a liar.
Liars.
Yeah. So if you are interested in advertising in our podcast, it's actually a lot more affordable than you'd think it is. And it reaches a fair amount of people, right?
Well, and the great thing about the podcast is you have people that are loyal listeners that are looking for the podcast. They're tuning in every day just specifically to find this content.
Yeah. So, and people are, I feel like, really willing to listen to a quick 60 or 30 second
or 60
second
spot. And you guys are hilarious. So,
and we're funny. We're just a good time all around.
You are a great time.
So Camilla, if someone wants to advertise on our podcast, how do they get a hold of you?
So either email or phone. Phone number is 801-596-4174. Or my email is Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A, at bwaymedia.com.
I'll drop the email in the podcast description. So if you want to get a hold of her, head over to the description. And one more time, what's that phone number?
801-596-4174.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
John and Justin, Mix 105.1-608. There it is, your 605 throwback song, Plain White Tees. Today, a high of 70 with rain expected tomorrow. So enjoy it today.
Why? Wait, what?
Hello?
Try now.
Checking 1-2, 1-2.
Interesting.
It's kind of odd, huh?
Yeah. All right. What's up, buddy?
I planted trees, so I need some rain.
Oh, well, then it's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole reason I did it this time of year.
Smart.
Right now, good speeds on all major freeways. No accidents. We'll see how long that lasts today. Justin, are you in a better mood today than you were yesterday?
At the moment, but by about 8 o'clock, I don't think I will be. Because I didn't sleep very good last night.
Okay. Awesome.
Man, I was grouchy yesterday.
You were grouchy yesterday.
So was everybody I ran into.
Yeah.
And maybe they were just feeding off your energy.
And maybe, or everybody was sleep deprived yesterday.
I saw that story yesterday that was going around saying that stress is contagious.
Yeah.
So if you brought in the negative energy from maybe daylight saving time.
Oh, I brought it.
Maybe it spread much like a wildfire through the building. Did you think that?
To me, everybody sucked yesterday. And it's not my fault. It's theirs.
Yeah, theirs.
It's all theirs' fault.
Theirs.
Yeah, I feel that.
Jackson, you're looking for a new show to binge watch?
Yeah, I finished Star versus the Forces of Evil last night. Which, by the way, is the greatest cartoon of all time. If your children are not watching it, I need you to force them to watch it.
We've watched a few with the kids. Luckily, they're not that into it, thank goodness.
What are you talking about? It's so good.
Cartoons are just weird nowadays.
They are so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You watch Gumball.
Gumball is one of the ones. That's probably the limit with me and the kids. I have told them no on one show. It's called Uncle Grandpa.
Is it weird?
Oh, Uncle Grandpa's great.
Yeah, no, it's just too weird. I feel like I can see my children getting dumber by the second when they watch
Uncle Grandpa is fun when you're in your 20s. But
yeah, that's fine.
I don't think it's for kids.
Right?
Why can't they just redo Scooby-Doo?
Oh, I would love that.
See?
I love Scooby-Doo.
The classics.
I'll tell you my two favorite shows my kids are watching right now.
Huh.
Gravity Falls, which is like X-Files for kids' cartoons, and Teen Titans Go, which they're making a Teen Titans Go movie that's going to be out this summer,
that's right.
I'm very excited
so
about.
You like that? You don't mind sitting through that one?
No. And I watch a lot of cartoons with the kids.
Kind of like what SpongeBob used to be.
Yeah, but I'm so burnt on SpongeBob.
Gotcha.
If I don't ever have to watch another one again.
I can't believe they're still making new SpongeBob. That's crazy.
Here's the crazy thing about SpongeBob, and now we're off on a way big tangent. They do them in claymation these days.
Oh, creepy. No.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I want to watch.
So it's no longer, they do like one new one a year. They're usually holiday specials.
Yeah.
And they're done with like puppets and claymation.
Is it cool?
It's strange. It's really strange.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kids cartoon talk. There you go. Perfect.
Anyway, so I'm out of episodes of Star versus the Forces of Evil, so I need a new show to binge watch. So if you have any out there,
yeah,
send
Westworld,
it my way.
HBO.
Oh, I've already watched it. I love it. I love Westworld.
Okay.
James Marsden, are you kidding me? Of course I'm watching it.
Guy's shirtless a lot in that show.
Yeah, I'm a fan. That's why I'm such a big fan of Westworld.
Right now, of course, it's all about how does the story end?
And it's brought to you by the Shane Company. They take the extra steps to ensure that you get the highest quality engagement ring. Shop online at shaneco.com.
See if you guys can figure out today how this story ends. A guy was drunk at a bar in Georgia last week.
Sure.
And he was hitting on a woman.
What you do?
When he tried to kiss her.
Oh, aggressive.
She wanted nothing to do with it. And her friends told him to leave the table. All makes sense so far, right?
Sure.
So apparently he tried to save face by making an awesome exit. So he did this. What did he do? How does the story end?
He ordered a shot of 151 mm-hmm. and made a fireball explosion and left.
Wow.
That's what you do. You light it, boom, and out.
That's an exit.
That's an exit.
It's a solid exit.
Jackson?
Well, he ordered himself an Uber helicopter.
They have those in Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course. Okay. It's the only place they have them.
Right.
Helicopter dropped down on the roof. He said, "That's my ride." Put on some sunglasses, even though it was midnight.
Yeah. Does he get in or does he hang onto the rope and
I
it just
see
goes
a rope.
Away?
Yeah. That's all it was. Like,
so right. long, suckers.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
The copter's just hovering above. The rope drops down. Yes. Just holds on to it. Tugs it twice and starts to pull him up.
See you later, baby. Gives her finger guns.
You know, I bet she would feel left out after that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
She's like, man, I should have went with that guy.
He says, hasta la vista, baby. Grabs hold of that rope, flies away.
So weird it. You say hasta la vista, baby, because I got a text saying, did Arnold Schwarzenegger come in a helicopter and go, get in the copter?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
They're just best friends.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If he was best friends with the Terminator.
Right. They were childhood friends.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what he decided to do. He left by backflipping off the booth above them and over their table. Later, ladies.
Is he good at backflips?
Well, that's the problem, Jackson. Mm-hmm. He was drunk, and it's not actually clear if he's even capable of doing a backflip sober. So he crashed through their table. Oh, yeah, and also landed on the woman's head that he was trying to impress. She got a concussion. She was taken to the hospital.
Oh, man. Now she just hates this guy.
Yeah.
So he left an impression.
Yes, he did. Cops have not found him yet, but they're looking at him for assault right now.
Wow. Yeah. What a great story.
So, you know, backflips, not the best way to... Later, ladies.
Later.
It's Tuesday, which means our Tuesday Twitter poll. I thought of this when we were at the airport with the kids. We were on the moving walkway at the Salt Lake Airport. You know, they have like the two of them mm-hmm. next to each other.
Yeah. I love that thing.
And I'm with them, and Liam's like running down it because you get that feeling of like going super fast while going on. And my daughter Ella just wants to stand there. So she and I are like standing on the moving walkway, and people are like upset at us as they're like busting past us quickly to our right.
Well, were you standing, like, two abreast?
Yeah, we were blocking the whole way.
Yeah,
well,
no,
you can't do that.
That's rude.
You have to stand to the right people on the left can pass.
No, you stand to the left and people pass on the right.
No, one or the other.
Isn't that how it works?
No, you stand on the right, pass on the left.
What? Do you do the same thing in cars?
Oh, my God, I can't.
So the question is, do you stand or walk on a moving walkway? We're going to post this up on Twitter, which is Mix1051 Utah. I already got a text saying, I turn around backwards and moonwalk. And make Michael Jackson envious of me.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I gotta admit, that's super cool.
I like standing. I feel like that's the whole point of the moving walkway. It's moving, so I don't have to. I'm just gonna stand and enjoy the scenery. Justin?
I'm more with Liam. I like the fact that if I can walk fast on there, I feel like I'm going like a million miles an hour. Enough to where you can even get a breeze on your face, you're going so fast.
So you enjoy the experience of walking while the walkway is moving as well.
And then I'm like, oh man, I wish I could walk this fast all the time. Think how quickly I could get around.
Oh, it'd be so great.
Jackson.
Well, I'm going to ask you, do you remember Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the cop that's made out of liquid metal who just like sprints at high speed but doesn't look like he's breaking a sweat, just like business as usual?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I feel like on a moving walkway.
Okay.
And I refuse to give that up because that is the most awesome feeling in the world.
So both of you are against me on this one. You're both walkers, huh?
Oh, yeah. Do you stand on an escalator, too?
Yes.
Oh, you're a monster.
Why? That's all. It is moving. Why am I going to move?
I stand on the escalator. I really do. I don't move there.
Oh, you're both monsters.
The machine's job is to move me from point A to point B. Why am I going to help? That's like taking an elevator I don't know.
And
I
what?
And doing squats the whole way. It makes no sense.
That's not what that's like at all.
Man, he was really trying for an analogy, wasn't he?
I went halfway in and went, I had nothing.
Are your arms tired from reaching so far?
It's like going on an elevator and?
Let's see. I'm a TSA. You can do both. But if you're going to stand, stay to the right. I definitely walk. I don't know.
Don't block the whole thing with your children.
We'll see. It's the Tuesday Twitter poll. Head over to our Twitter, Mix1051 Utah. Answer the question, do you stand or walk on a moving walkway? As we do our first Showbiz Beat of the Morning.
Yeah, yes, massage is great for reducing pain and inflammation. But between massages, make sure you choose the CBD products that you can get at Lucky You Massage. So they're saying that George Clooney was telling one of his friends that he wouldn't mind running for president because he wants to do something great in the world. I'd be all right with that.
George Clooney always seems like he's been dipping his toe in the possible political realm.
I think I like the idea of it, but then again, I'm like, what does he know about doing anything like that? He's an actor.
Yeah, I would vote for his wife, though.
But then again, Ronald Reagan was an actor and was a great president, so I guess I really can't throw it out.
He, George Clooney's, I mean, he's running some businesses.
Right.
So I mean,
that's true. His businesses do well.
More than acting. I don't know.
I would vote for Amal Clooney because George Clooney would be a great first gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
He would be perfect for
that's
us.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So diplomatic, dapper, so right? Handsome. Yeah. I think that's the. I think he needs to step aside and let his wife run.
Yeah, he'd be all. He'd be charming all the other country leaders
all the time.
You know what it sounds like is going to happen in 2020?
What?
It's going to be The Rock versus Oprah versus George Clooney versus Kanye.
That's what's happening with the country.
It's
now.
Like Celebrity Big Brother.
It is.
I'm not against it.
It's real life Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
On who wins?
And the Donald's still involved.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be horrible. Right? Yeah. Seriously. So Heather Locklear, apparently they're not going to charge her with anything.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to get off on anything with all the big charges. If anything, she's going to get domestic violence as far as like smacking the officer.
Oh.
But no assault as far as against her boyfriend.
Is it because she went to rehab right away?
Probably.
Okay.
And it's Heather Locklear.
Well, and I'm guessing her boyfriend didn't press charges because if he had pressed charges, then
it's
they
different.
Wouldn't have an option.
That's
yeah.
true.
Nah,
because you wouldn't either.
Wasn't he also arrested later that day? For a DUI?
Oh, he was.
I think so.
So they were both sloppy.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what happened with him, just her, that she's going to get off as far as not having to do anything too serious. American Idol was on Sunday night. It was the premiere, 10.3 million viewers. I don't know that's, if that's good or bad, especially when you stack it up against The Voice, who has 10.8.
Yeah, I noticed last night that it was 2 hours of The Voice, 2 hours of American Idol. And I was just wondering, who's going to win?
I don't know. I bailed on American Idol already halfway through last night.
You're already bailing?
Yeah, I just was like, you know what? I'm not in the mood for
auditions. I can't believe
I wasn't
you
in the mood
stayed for another 2 hours. That's crazy.
So I've already logged 3 hours in 2 days of American Idol. I'm good for a while.
Till next week.
Yeah. But they're saying that Katie, though, is struggling. And I didn't even think about it because I read that this morning. And then I looked back saying that she doesn't know what to say to the contestants. And now as I watch, I'm like, you know what? She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't have anything to say.
She's a talent. She's not a coach.
No, she's
that was my biggest
criticism
of her to begin with.
Say something silly, and then that's really about it. She has no criticism whatsoever.
I don't know. She's entertaining. At least I watched the first night. I didn't. Maybe the more I watched, the more I'd realize she was a one note, but the first night I thought she was very engaging and likable.
Last night, all she did was hit on contestants.
No. Oh, there's room for that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to be like a triple threat. You have to be funny and have a good personality. You have to have a certain sensualité with the contestants. But you also have to be able to back it up with music knowledge. And I think that that's where she's failing.
And so last night was Lionel's taking it seriously. Luke Bryan doesn't know what to say, apparently. And then Katie's just like, oh, he's cute. He's cute. I went, oh, he's way cute. And then that was it. I'm like, well, you didn't really offer a whole lot to. I mean, you're the judging table.
Right.
You have to have something besides the fact that he's cute.
I'm getting Paula Abdul flashbacks. Because that's all Paula did.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You know I've drunk and hit on the contestant.
You kind of are. But then she had two strong personalities to balance out the table. This one, Lionel's trying to carry the whole thing.
Poor Lionel.
Yeah, Lionel has to carry it all.
Lionel's back's heavy.
Because Luke is a little too dumb to really.
Yeah, because all they do is keep unbuttoning his shirt. That's like, seriously.
Here's my note for you. One more button gun.
That's really what it is. Wait. Also, the second season finale of This Is Us tonight, 9 o'clock, 2 on NBC.
Woo!
Kind of a cool thing. I know a lot of you guys will be tuned in for that.
You know it.
And if you would like to see Demi Lovato all natural, no makeup, check it out. We got a video up on our website at mix1051utah.com.
I saw a list of songs that were number one at this time different years ago.
Okay.
And I'm shocked how long it's been since some of these songs have been out. For example, this one. The song is
Love in the Club by Usher.
How old do you think this song is this week?
I think I know.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
About 5 years.
5 years? Jackson?
It's older than that, isn't it? It's like 8 years old.
It's 10 years old.
Holy
this
cow,
week.
Are you serious?
2008 is when that song went number one.
Holy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
it was
it
big
really
when
is.
I was in high school.
All right, this one's for you, Justin.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Rick Astley. Getting Rickrolled in here.
So I gotta ask you, man. You gotta be honest with yourself on this one. How long ago was this song number one?
How long ago?
How long ago?
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
30.
30 years ago this week.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Holy
1988.
Cow. I love that song, though.
How about this one? I'm in love with your body.
Last year.
Sharon has over 3.3 billion YouTube views.
Dang.
Yeah, 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
Hit number one.
We still play it.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was yesterday.
We're saying, hey, we know you're not sick of it yet. We're going to give it to you again.
I still like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
All right, next one. Let's see this one. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. This is such a big song.
Oh, it's so good.
Was this Thrift Shop?
Thrift Shop, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. The uncensored version has 1.1 billion YouTube views.
Dang.
The only thing that has more is Harlem Shake.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I gotta turn to how long ago do you think this song was number one this week?
5 years ago. Everything's 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
2013.
Because it's, yeah, I was like, it's got to be ish.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Five-ish. Getting jiggy with it.
Getting jiggy with it. This one's probably the 20-year mark.
Uh-huh.
Getting jiggy with it.
Because that's a 90s song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Will Smith, 1998, 20 what? Years ago today.
Wow.
You guys are good at this. There you go.
So that one, is it 1983?
1983, exactly.
Wow, good job.
Justin.
That one goes, well, really what's Michael, man?
It's Michael.
35 years ago, that song was number one.
I remember being a kid when the song when all this was out.
Yeah, there you go. We didn't want to play yesterday because we wanted to make sure you got a day to kind of get back in the swing of things after daylight saving time because it's time for Can't Beat Jackson.
Bring it.
And that means you better know your trivia because I'll give the Jackson this. He's quick at the game.
Yeah, he is.
And when we first started playing Can't Beat Jackson, we had him in studio. And then we got complaints saying, well, there's a delay when you're on the phone. So we moved Jackson into a soundproof room and put him on a phone. He's still winning. I need a champion. I need someone to come in today and just beat him bad.
Good luck. I'm smart. And pretty, and fast. I'm all the things.
And you're playing for an awesome prize today for Can't Beat Jackson. Tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the New York Red Bulls this Saturday. Also, we'll enter you in to win dinner for four at the Interform Club. Four pregame field passes. Four tickets to the game to cheer Real on. Plus, four jerseys, four scarves. Oh, yeah, and access to four of the post-game autograph sessions.
Holy cow, that's a lot of stuff.
But if you want to play Can't Beat Jackson, it starts with you picking up the phone and calling us right now. Let's play Can't Beat Jackson!
Yeah!
Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Julie calling from West Valley City. Are you on your way into work? What are you doing right now?
No, I just dropped my daughter off at school.
Awesome. What's your daughter's name?
Lashea.
Lashea?
Yeah.
Very nice. Julie, we were talking off air. You have heard Jackson in Can't Beat Jackson. How do you feel like your chances are today with trivia?
Jackson's good. I'm not sure how I'm feeling.
Okay, well, here's the good news about it. Jackson, who's in our soundproof room, is on the phone. Morning, Jackson.
Morning.
Jackson also has his dog Opal with him right now because right after this, he's going to be heading out to American Fork to give free Coralie food away. And Opal is like jumping all up and down Jackson. So he's a little distracted, which I think, Julie, is going to work in your favor, okay?
Yeah, it really might. She's all up in my business.
So here's how it works. Justin is going to ask a trivia question. If you know the answer, shout out your name as loud as possible. The person with the most points at the end of the trivia wins tickets to Real Salt Lake's next game. If you don't win, unfortunately, Julie, you don't get the Real Salt Lake tickets, but the next caller in will get your tickets, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Justin.
Okay, question number one. Hey, Lucky Charms is adding unicorns to its cereal. What cereal has a tiger on the box?
Jackson.
Julie.
Jackson.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh, man.
Okay, it's okay. This okay. One, Julie, shake it off.
Shake it off.
Listen, it's her first time playing. It happens sometimes. You get nervous.
Question number two. Serena Williams said she almost died after giving birth. What sport does she play?
Jackson.
Julie.
Oh, so close.
Jackson.
Tennis.
And that was a sports question. I thought Julie might have that one.
Well, Jackson's sports been lying to us all along.
All right.
So Bill Gates is making an appearance.
Wait, Julie, what did you think? You thought you were fast on that one?
I thought I was. You were.
It's just Jackson was a little quicker.
All right, question number three. Bill Gates is making an appearance on The Big Bang Theory. What technology company did he co-found?
Jackson.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Microsoft.
Seriously. All right, okay. Julie.
We're going to have to bring in our own ringer.
Julie's our champion this time. Go ahead.
Okay, Oprah Winfrey just donated $500,000 to the Washington March Against Gun Violence. What is the name of her TV network?
Julie.
Jackson.
Julie.
Julie, it's Harpo. Julie, say Harpo.
Harpo?
Well. Oh, my gosh.
But that was wrong.
Oh, it is wrong?
John said Julie's name and then said Julie the wrong answer.
Yeah, because it's Owen.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I was Oprah wrong. Winfrey Network.
The production, Julie. Oh.
All right. Okay, the last one. Hey, the father of the Jonas Brothers, Kevin Sr., is in remission from battling cancer. What are the name of the three boys in the band?
I'm no help.
Jackson.
Julie. Yes, Julie. Julie?
Oh, Nick?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're there. You were saying.
Okay,
it.
You got that one. I'm going to give it to you. You have Nick and Joe.
And?
Nick, Joe, and.
He shares the name of the guy that does afternoons here.
Tito.
A Tito?
It's not Tito Cruz?
No.
In the afternoon?
Yes. What's Mr. Cruz's first name?
It rhymes with heaven.
Kevin?
Yes!
Hey! Julie got one right, unfortunately, Julie. Jackson for the win once again. Jackson, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Maybe you shouldn't help them.
No.
Because you are really bad at this game.
Julie, I just wanted to help you. Unfortunately, I can't give you the Real Salt Lake tickets. I am going to give you a Thor Ragnarok, though. We have the digital download for you. Thanks for playing. Thanks for trying, okay? Right now, asking you to choose the news.
I got the new viral trend.
You will soon love your driver's license picture just for voting. We'll put you into a drawing for Real Salt Lake tickets. A lot of first-time voters because they want those RSL tickets today.
Oh, gotcha.
Carrie's voting for me. Have a good day. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it. Chris is going for me from West Jordan. Good morning, Carissa. I vote for John. My license picture is a hot mess. How's your photo, Justin?
It's okay, but yeah. I got to get a new one, and you're always worried about what you're going to get because you're kind of stuck with it.
Yep. This is Tom from Salt Lake. I have to go with Justin this morning. I want to stay ahead of my teenagers. I got to vote for the viral trend, which is Justin. Josh says, Justin. Oh, Justin. Justin.
Oh, good.
Justin. He said in parentheses, John, you make sure you chant his name.
Because I was wondering if I was going to get kickback from yesterday's voodoo doll.
I got some of those. I literally look like a photo in my driver's license photo. Help me out. John gets the vote. Sterling says, got to go with Justin today. I'm sorry, John. It's okay, Sterling. I still like you. Still bitter about Justin's Valentine's Day gift story from like a while ago.
Seriously, that was a long time
ago. Let's go with John. Hey, Brooke, choose the news.
I want to know why I will love my driver's license picture.
How's your photo right now, Brooke? Do you love it or do you hate it?
I
My photo right now is good, but my very first photo was awful.
Yeah, it's the angle they take them from. It's terrible.
Well, I would like to take the test to get my permit.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that it would be my driver's license photo. So, like, I didn't, you know, look nice.
Right. You didn't get the makeup perfect. You can get your hair ready to go.
Right. Because I just thought I was getting my permit and that I would take a picture when I actually got my license.
I got your vote.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning, guys. It's Amy. Today, my vote is for John because I truly loathe my driver license pick. You guys are the best. I'm going to go with Justin. My picture is always going to be ugly on the driver's license. Yeah. Justin for Choose the News. I just want to hear him say, yeah.
Yeah.
And the winner today on Tuesday, March 13th is, how is this possible of his terrible story yesterday? Justin!
Yeah!
All right, so here's what the new viral trend is. Yeah. It's the last thing that you text goes on your tombstone.
What?
Okay. And apparently people are putting it up onto Twitter, and so that's what your legacy is that you leave behind. So, like, for example, Lori texted me about 4:45 this morning as I was headed to work, or I just got to work.
Yeah.
And I said, you need to get some rest. It's good for your body. Because she's not been feeling well. And so that's what goes on my tombstone. I'm like, you know what? Actually, that's pretty fitting.
So it's here lies Justin Taylor. He needs to get some rest. He's not feeling well.
It's good for your body.
Mine is here lies John Watkins. It's just one guy. I'm not sure who it is.
Ah, that's good. My one before that, too, was like on my way home.
Yeah. Here lies Justin Taylor. I'm on my way home.
And so whatever your last text was that you sent, not that you received, that you sent is what goes on your tombstone.
You know, we got a few minutes before we're giving away the Lagoon tickets at 8:30.
Yeah.
So why don't you send us your last text?
Yeah, text it to us.
So we can see what's going on your tombstone. The text short code is just 61544. Plus, we'll check in with Jackson, who's in American Fork on the corner of Main Street and 100 East. Jackson on the streets. Jackson.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, American Fork, Main Street, 100 East for 105 Days of Love. We partnered today with Core Life. We are giving out free lunches. This is what I got to know. We started talking about it really this morning. Is that Opal?
Yeah, is that Opal?
Is that your dog, Opal?
No, that's a very loud truck.
Oh, okay.
Somebody needs a brake check over there.
Oh, yeah, no joke.
Did you already have people come by?
Yeah, when I got here, her name is Chrissy. She claimed to be a super soccer carpool mom, and she dropped the kids off to school and then waited in the park for 20 minutes for me to show up with Opal.
Chrissy.
So,
yeah, nice job, Chrissy.
Thank you. And another listener, Amanda, walked right up. She got her free lunch. She got some puppy cuddles and some candy, and she was on her way.
So that's how it works. All you have to do is stop by, say hi to Jackson. Also, his puppy Opal's with him. It's an American Fork, Main Street, and 100 East. He's only going to be there for the next hour buying you lunch. So bring out – this is what you do. Get to work. Get all the coworkers back in the car.
Oh, yeah. Load them up.
And get over there to see Jackson.
Just carpool on over.
Yeah. How is Opal on that's the drive?
Right. Oh, she's great. She loves the car. She's all about it.
How about you're at a park.
Yeah, there's a park, and there's this old-timey statue of some prospector, perhaps a coal digger with a shovel, and Opal does not like him one bit. She barked at him for about 5 straight minutes. I think it was his hat. She is not a fan of hats.
Puppy kisses, free food from Core Life, plus you get to meet Jackson, American Fork, Main Street, and 100 East for the next hour. All right, call us. Let us know who else is coming by. We want to give shout-outs all morning long.
You got it.
All part of 105 Days of Love, 105 Days of Random Acts of Kindness. We're challenging you to do the same thing that we're trying to do here. John and Justin, Mix 105.1. That does it for us. Jackson's still driving back from giving away free lunches from Core Life today, all part of 105 Days of Love. How goes it?
Oh, it is going awesome. We have had so many people stop by, including, and this is a long list, so I hope you guys get comfortable.
Okay.
We had Kristen, Nora, and McKay, who just got done at tutoring.
Oh.
Nick, Amanda, LaJuan came all the way from Santa Quinn to say hello.
No kidding.
Yeah. Andrew, our friend Leah stopped by with all of her kids and her cute babies. So that's twice I've seen that cute baby, and you have not seen it yet. And we also had Alyssa and Elizabeth. Elizabeth has 4 Barbies, and she was very intent on telling me that.
When you said you had a long list, I thought you were going to say, like, 3 names. I didn't realize you actually had a complete scroll that you were going to go through.
That's right. And, in fact, I even have 2 people with me right now. Would you like to introduce yourselves to John and Justin?
Hi, my name is Bryn.
Hi, my name's Holly. Hi, Brendan Holly. Oh, and they just dropped their kids off at school, so they stopped by for some free Core Life lunch.
There you go.
Wow, all at the park in American Fork, Main Street and 100 East. You're giving out free lunch for 105 days of love, just like Brendan Holly. Just show up, and I'm sure Opal's been getting a lot of love.
Oh, so much, and she is not even close to done yet. She loves every single person she's ever met.
Hey, thanks, Jackson. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Justin, what are you going
to
do?
You and I are going to go to Zao today.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do on Tuesdays.
It's Zao Tuesday.
Zao Tuesday.
All right, perfect. Also, don't forget tomorrow we're back with a brand new 7:30 second date update. Gonna help out Kendall. This is part of the show that is actually only for you, our podcast listeners, where we share with you the Choose the News stories that were not picked. Jackson's story, he did not have a story today.
No, because he was driving, because he's in American Fork.
But we definitely have my story, because since I didn't win, which had to do with you're soon going to love your driver's license picture.
Yeah.
Well, in California, there's a bill right now out there saying that you could pick your own driver's license photo.
Really?
Yeah, you'd have to pay an extra fee, but they're saying the way it'd work is you'll keep taking photos till you like one.
No kidding. Well, I was wondering because like when you like go to like a social media, it asks you to go like from your pictures, maybe like one of your selfies that you want to use. Maybe California was doing that, but that's not the case. They'll let you do a retake now.
They're just saying retakes at this point, but that could end up taking a long time.
Oh, yeah.
When you have someone sitting there on their 20th photo.
Oh, dude, I can see it, especially in California.
Jen, my wife's new photo. Not great.
No, she doesn't like it.
She hates it.
See, Lori gets it every time, and it's the same girl that's taken it three times. She looks surprised.
Oh, really?
Like, they get her every time before she's ready, so it's like, okay, and you look up to, like, and it's just a surprise face.
It's like a weird countdown. I remember last time I did it. It is hard. You got to hold, like, the smile for a long period of time.
The key is just you start smiling before you sit down.
That's a long time to hold a
smile.
Yeah,
but you smile, you sit down, you look up, because that way they're not going to catch you with some dumb look on your face.
That's a good point. Yeah. All the stories, if you ever want to read them, are up on our website. A special podcast today, because we have two job shadowers. What do you call these? What do you call
job
Jackson
shadow.
And Coit? Coit, Jackson, get over those microphones over there for a second.
Yep.
We want to say hi, at least on our podcast.
Your time to shine.
This is where you're going to be on the radio for a few minutes. Tell your friends, let them download this. Grab that microphone right there, Coit. And tell everyone what school you go to.
Walcrest Junior High.
And where is Walcrest Junior High?
Far West.
Far West.
So what is that? It's like, west of Ogden, right?
Yep.
So you hopped on the train early this morning, took it to downtown Salt Lake City, got off the train, walked to Broadway Media to sit in here with us. Man, what a letdown.
Yeah.
Jackson, so what is required of you with this like job shadow thing, besides hanging out with us this morning, like? What's expected next?
We gotta like take notes, and like at the end we have to do something for the blog.
Okay.
And then at school we have to write an essay.
We have to blog a lot too. So
every day.
I'm telling you, it doesn't end. Blogging is just part of life at this stage. Yeah.
In fact, that's what I'm doing right now as we're talking.
Have you learned anything from sitting with us for the last 20 minutes that you could take away and share?
It's a lot more complicated in the room.
Oh.
Yeah. Like when you're just sitting in like your car listening to music.
Right.
You wouldn't think that it would be this hard to edit and do all that stuff, but
there's a flurry of activity in there, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah, completely. Awesome. Well, thanks for hanging with us. Not that I'm kicking you out. You're going to hang out with us more, but we're ending our podcast. So, and if you want to download this, you can do it. Download other ones as well. And that goes for everyone as well.
Right.
And don't forget our social media. It's John Watkins Host. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're all there. Justin?
Are we going to Zell for lunch?
No, what's your Twitter? No, what's your social media?
Well, I think you're going to ask me if we're having
I'm
lunch
not there
again
yet.
Today. It's on air, Jay Taylor.
I miss Jackson. I can't handle
you. Oh,
it
come
you.
On. You do
I
not.
I can't handle you. Bye. Thanks for listening.